The Debt Comes Crashing Down. Worries about the debt ceiling hammer the markets.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, at member station WNYC, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for Jeremy Hobson. The debt ceiling battle is setting up to be a squeaker. The U.S. Treasury has said the deadline to raise the debt ceiling is Tuesday, August 2nd. Meanwhile, a vote is set for today on a revised plan from Republican House Speaker John Boehner to raise the debt ceiling for just a few months. Not everyone is losing sleep over the debt ceiling, though. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins me now. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Stacey.
So, Chris, how are investors able to make money off of a downgrade or a default?
There are three main tactics, Stacey. One is the sort of safer, more opportunistic bets. Then there are the more speculative bets that are going to make a profit off of a decline. And then the classic plays.
Tell me about some of the safer bets.
Okay, the safer bet, stocks might break. And you picked out the stocks you want to buy. As soon as they plummet, you buy those stocks, you hold on to them. Then there's going to be a deal. There will be a deal. Market rally, and you sell them. So you can buy stocks or bonds at a cheap price and then make a quick buck.
And what about the more speculative plays?
This is where you start having fun. Now you can put into bear market mutual funds or these exchange traded funds that for every percentage point the S&P 500 drops, you know, you'll gain three times the amount of money. I mean, all kinds of fun if you're on Wall Street. But typically what you're trying to do is play off a decline and profit from the decline in the bond market or in the stock market.
What are some of the other ways investors could potentially benefit?
We can't end this conversation without talking about gold. I mean, gold
I knew it was coming.
Classic,
I did.
It was coming. It's the classic catastrophe play. Gold's at over 1,600. If you adjust for inflation, it sure looks like it's heading toward its all-time peak. But you got some other plays. The Swiss franc, it's at an all-time high against the U.S. dollar. And then the Australian dollar, 28-year high. The Canadian dollar, highest since 2007. So again, money's fleeing in. And then, of course, if there's a deal or when there's a deal, you'll see a lot of selling.
What about those of us with 401ks and 403bs? Is there any way that we can possibly protect ourselves or benefit from this situation?
Think about all the turmoil of the past 5 years. Most people probably have a pretty conservative portfolio in their 401k, 403b. Stay the course and let the madness go on.
That is our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
It's a moody morning for the markets. European markets are mostly down. London's FTSE is off 0.6%. U.S. markets cast their vote on the debt debacle yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 198 points, 1.5%, to close at 12,302. A new federal spending report finds Uncle Sam is going to foot almost half the nation's health care bill by the year 2020, spending more than $2 trillion. State governments will take on a bigger portion of that cost as well. Meanwhile, officials in Jefferson County, Alabama, will meet today to discuss their own budget woes and try to decide if they will pay a $3.2 billion sewage debt or file for Chapter 9. It would be the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Gigi Duban reports.
The county has actually flirted with the idea of bankruptcy for the last 3 years. Today, commissioners hold out hope that last-minute talks with Wall Street creditors will bring a settlement. The sticking point in negotiations has been sewer rate increases. Creditors want a 25% rate hike, but County Commission President David Carrington says that's too high.
The ratepayers have experienced more than a 300% increase over the last 5 or 6 years. Basically, our citizens are tapped out on this regard.
Melissa Woodley teaches finance at Samford University in Birmingham. She says filing Chapter 9 wouldn't surprise anyone.
The damage is done. It's not like we're keeping it a secret that we're in financial distress and the bankruptcy is going to tip everybody off. Everybody realizes that the credit rating has been cut to junk.
County Commission President David Carrington says at this point, he's not worried about the county's reputation. He says without a reasonable settlement offer, he will vote for bankruptcy today. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. and by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
The Murdoch media empire is in the news again today. The attention won't be on Rupert Murdoch this time, though, but on his son, James. James Murdoch is set to appear at a board meeting for British TV company BSkyB. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
It is business as usual at Britain's biggest TV company, BSkyB. That's according to one of the board directors. But the claim looks hollow in the aftermath of the phone hacking scandal. The Murdoch-controlled News Corp has dropped its bid for full ownership of the broadcaster. And James Murdoch's job as chairman is under pressure. One lawmaker has just called for the police to investigate whether he misled Parliament. Professor of Journalism at City University, Roy Greenslade, says James Murdoch should step down as head of BSkyB.
I thought it would have been more tactful if he had stood aside at least until we see the end of the hacking investigation.
Apart from a major police probe and a full public inquiry, the Murdoch family face an investigation by Britain's broadcasting regulator as to whether they are fit and proper people to run a TV company. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And finally, the British Advertising Standards Authority has banned two makeup ads, a Lancome ad with Julia Roberts and a Maybelline ad with Christy Turlington. They were deemed misleading for being too airbrushed. Well, on behalf of women everywhere who maybe don't look like Julia Roberts or Christy Turlington, even on a very non-airbrushed day, thank you, British Advertising Standards Authority. At the studios of WNYC in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Cod. It's the wave of the future.
The growing conditions in Maine are very good for cod, and it's a kind of a natural choice for us as a state.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, teaching fishermen to be farmers at Cod Academy. That's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street and whatever's happening with the debt story as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.